Bedtime Bites presents The Tale of the Little Giant. Once upon a time, in a village nestled between rolling hills and whispering forests, there lived a girl named Clara. Clara was no ordinary child, for she was born with an extraordinary gift. She could grow as tall as a mountain, or shrink to the size of a pebble at will. Clara's parents, Mr. and Mrs. Pebbleworth, were kind and loving, but they worried about their daughter's unique ability. "Oh, Clara," her mother would sigh, "how will you ever fit in with the other children?" But Clara didn't mind being different. She loved exploring the world from different perspectives. Some days, she would shrink to the size of an ant and ride on the back of a ladybug through the garden. Other days, she would grow as tall as a tree and help the birds build their nests in her hair. One sunny morning, as Clara was having breakfast, she heard a commotion outside. The villagers were running about in a panic, shouting and pointing at the sky. Clara rushed out to see what was happening. To her amazement, she saw an enormous, fluffy cloud floating dangerously close to the village. But this was no ordinary cloud. It had eyes, a nose, and a frowning mouth. It was a cloud giant. The cloud giant boomed in a thunderous voice, "I am lonely and bored. I shall cover your village in eternal fog unless someone can reach me and play a game with me." The villagers looked at each other in despair. How could anyone reach a cloud in the sky? But Clara knew she could help. With a deep breath and a little concentration, she began to grow taller and taller. The villagers gasped in awe as Clara stretched up towards the sky, her head soon peeking above the treetops. She kept growing until she was eye to eye with the cloud giant. "Hello there," Clara said politely. "I'm Clara. Would you like to play a game with me?" The cloud giant's frown turned into a look of surprise, then delight. "Oh yes," he exclaimed. "I've never met anyone as tall as me before." Clara and the cloud giant spent the afternoon playing games of tic-tac-toe, using lightning bolts to draw on the sky. They told jokes and laughed so hard that little raindrops fell on the village below. As the sun began to set, the cloud giant sighed happily. "Thank you, Clara," he said. "I've had the most wonderful time. I promise I won't cover your village in fog. In fact, I'll make sure you always have the sunniest days." Clara smiled and waved goodbye as the cloud giant floated away. Then she carefully shrank back down to her normal size. The villagers cheered and hugged her, no longer afraid of her unique ability. From that day on, Clara was known as the village hero. Children would gather around her, begging to hear stories of her adventures as the little giant. Clara was more than happy to oblige, shrinking down to ride toy boats in puddles, or growing tall to help retrieve kites stuck in trees. Mr. and Mrs. Pebbleworth no longer worried about their daughter fitting in. They realized that Clara's gift was not something to fear, but something to celebrate. Clara had shown everyone that being different can be the greatest gift of all. As night fell over the village, Clara snuggled into her bed, which magically grew or shrank to fit her size. She smiled, thinking of all the adventures tomorrow might bring. For in the world of the little giant, every day was full of big possibilities. And so, dear children, as you drift off to sleep, remember Clara's tale. Dream big dreams, for you never know what extraordinary gifts you might discover within yourself. Good night, and sweet dreams.